Blog Talk Radio. Relationship wonderful? Do you currently have an intimate relationship? If you answered no to either question, or if you'd like to really improve your relationship, then today's speaker may have something special just for you. Hi, I'm Dr. Erica Goodstone, a licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist. I have helped thousands of men and women to sort through their differences and get back to love, sometimes love for yourself first. My books and courses are all about healing relationships through love. Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, Healing Through Love audios, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the life-changing, love-changing 30-Day Love Challenge. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. So today I'm delighted to be speaking with the creator and host of the upcoming Relationship Builders Summit, where I'm also speaking. Devin Dixon has a passion for personal growth and for strengthening the connection with herself, so important, so that she can show up authentically in her relationship, not just her most intimate relationship, but all relationships. She believes that being able to change our circumstances starts from the inside, and as I always say, love is an inside job. And she also says that everyone has their own truth within them. She's currently building her coaching credentials and her practice. And I'm so excited to be welcoming you, Devin.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
It's a pleasure. So tell us about your background, your education, your work experience, your training, like where you're at with all your training and background and how that led to creating a Love Builder Summit.
Sure. Well, I'll just start with, first of all, saying that there was certainly a time, not too long ago even, where this question would have been the most terrifying question that you could ask me. Anything pointing to who I was, you know, anything pointing for me to explain who I am, because I had no idea, and so the question absolutely terrified me. I spent the early part of my adulthood as someone who checked boxes, really. I mean, I went to school, and I picked a major that I had not necessarily a real interest in, but something that seemed very practical and very responsible as a major to pick. I studied business, and I didn't just study it. I got a master's degree in it. I graduated with honors. But I can remember thinking back to being that college student, and I remember having thoughts about waiting for my life to start. And, you know, then I graduated, and I got a job, not necessarily based on what I wanted to do, but something that seemed like a good job and came with a lot of perks, and I wound up absolutely hating it. And I remember mornings I would get dressed, and I would just kind of sit on the edge of my bed, and I would stare at the floor for about 15 minutes, just kind of willing myself to get up and go to work.
That's something, you're not alone in that. There's a lot of people working at jobs just to make the money, and they're afraid to let go of it. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so I did other things. I got married. I bought a house. You know, I checked all these boxes, and I thought that by doing what was expected of me and by hitting, like, certain milestones that I would end up with a happy life. And the rude awakening came really when I sort of ran out of boxes to check. You know, I had hit this point where I realized I still had that empty feeling of waiting for my life to start. And I had no idea what to do about it. So when it came time to start answering even just basic questions like what was I good at or what did I like, I felt so stumped. I felt completely stumped. I couldn't answer them. And it was such a frustrating place to be in. I remember feeling like I was drowning and like I needed someone to reach down and pull me up. And I so desperately wanted somebody to have the answers for me. But no one could give me the answers for my life. Not even Google. And I did Google it, you know. But so in
maybe
the years,
you didn't Google the right question.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know Google has everything, but I did actually Google that question. It was kind of funny. But so in the years that followed that period, what I embarked upon was a journey of self-discovery and self-exploration. I mean, I devoured books. I joined programs. I went on retreats. I journaled. I prayed. I meditated. You know, I learned whatever I could in the name of getting in touch with and connected to myself. And so this was the kind of the first, this is where I first learned the idea that my happiness and my sense of fulfillment, it wasn't going to come from the outside. It wasn't going to come from checking a box. And so it was a very empowering idea for me. And through this process, you know, I've come to uncover an area that I'm very passionate about, which is that personal growth and learning to connect with yourself and learning to create from within. And so my step now is to really build myself in that area to help someone else, same issue.
So how did you decide to do this summit? How did that come about?
So, you know, I've heard a quote that says you should write the book that you want to read. I decided to host a summit that I wanted to listen to. The conversation of having healthy and fulfilling relationships and sex lives too, right? I mean, it's such an important conversation. I can't think of anything that contributes to our sense of well-being and fulfillment in life more so than our relationships. And so I reached out to each speaker on this panel, including yourself, because of your unique take, the perspective that you bring on this multifaceted topic of relationships. And it's very personal to me because I went through a very rocky period in my own relationship with my husband of 10 years where we became just really disconnected. And it's a really painful place to be in, and I've come to understand, kind of going back to what I was saying in my own personal journey, that, you know, part of that relationship with him was reflecting back to me my relationship with myself. So I wanted to host this summit and have that conversation around not only how to bring back intimacy and passion in our relationships, but also tools and strategies for how to strengthen our relationship to ourselves.
Wow. And you said a few things there, that you got into a rocky period with your husband, but you were also talking about how you were trying to find yourself and you didn't really know who
mm-hmm.
you are. So, of
mm-hmm.
course, it can look like the other person's causing all of this, and a lot of they're reacting to a lot of what you're saying and doing. And they're going through
yeah.
their own struggles like that.
Absolutely. And you know, we married in our early 20s. And so, you know, there's no better teacher than life, right? So there was a lot that we had to just learn even. I mean, we got into the relationship and started with kind of the model that we both grew up with our own parents. But there's still a lot to learn with how to make the relationship work for ourselves, and then also, as you said, like how as we're growing as individuals, how do we maintain that connection with each other?
Right, and one of the things that's really important is that the relationship is the two of you, and you have to get to understand yourself and the other person and what the needs and desires are. It's not about what other people tell you it should be.
Mm-hmm. And that absolutely is the case. It's finding what works for you in a relationship and really coming to understand. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned in just being married. And I know it sounds so simple, but just really coming to understand that I'm married to a different person. And they have their own perspective. They have their own viewpoint on things. They have their own needs. They have their own ways of processing. And it's a really simple concept, but when you come to understand that that we're all different,
right,
and that
we
all have our own unique perspective that's just as valid and just as right as someone else's, you know, and in relationship you have to learn how to be there for that person in a way that they receive, in a way that they receive love.
Yeah, there are so many people in business that talk about building relationships and showing people that you're interested in them before you try to sell something. You know, some people try to just sell immediately. They don't even know you. They don't know if you need it. But you need that same concept in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a popular saying. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
So what have you discovered, especially from listening to all these experts, what have you discovered so far about building a relationship, what it takes?
So each speaker on this panel, they bring their own unique perspective on the subjects of love and relationships and sex and energy. I learned a lot when we spoke about, you know, you gave 9 critical steps on transforming our approach to love and the relationship with self being the number one part of that, which has absolutely been my life experience. But communication, that's a big one. We cover how to communicate authentically and effectively with our partners, first by getting in touch with what it is that we're feeling and then learning to express that. I learned about conscious power couples. I had a couple on the panel who speak to what happens when you have a conscious relationship and how it differs maybe from sort of a traditional relationship where the role or the highest priority, I guess, in a conscious relationship is the growth of the two individuals involved. So, you know, not staying the same people, but as we grow and evolve, you know, we take our relationship to new places as well.
As you talk about conscious relationships, I'm thinking about some of the people I've known in the past that study about relationships or they're therapists and they're very knowledgeable about it, it can become difficult to be with that person because everything is questioned. You know, you say the wrong thing and then you have to evaluate and you have to discuss it. You know, and sometimes you just want to relax and be yourself and maybe say the wrong thing and, you know, not have to be so perfect. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, that's a good point. I learned about some ways of sort of re-energizing our relationship. So when it comes to, you know, long-term relationships, they can definitely get weighed down by the doldrums of day-to-day life. And so learning different tips, such as, so we've heard of maybe creating a date night with your spouse, but not just creating a date night, but then really taking the time to build up the excitement and the anticipation around that event.
So,
you know,
yeah, when we're dating, there's an excitement. The person's going to be coming to your house. You have to get dressed. You know, you want to wear the right thing. When you're living with the person or married and it's just, okay, we're going to go out later and there's no excitement.
Right. Exactly, because you're used to that person being there and, you know, they're not coming to pick you up. You're just kind of, you know, you're bumping into each other in the closet, just throwing on anything and saying, all right, you're ready to roll. And
right, and that's the attitude a lot.
You take the time to make it a little bit special. You know, you can perhaps recapture some of that excitement of the earlier days, so which we all, you know, really sometimes miss. I know I missed it in my relationship.
There's a book that I loved, written several years ago by a rabbi, Shmuley Boteach, and it's called Kosher Adultery. And what he talks about in the book is not cheating, but giving that feeling to the relationship as if it's not so safe and so perfect, and you have to try a little harder and maybe flirt with someone somewhere else and tell your spouse about it, things like that, to make them a little on edge so that they look at you as special. And I don't know if anybody talked about that, kind of flirting with your partner rather than flirting with a new person.
Yeah, I mean, I think that in any way that we can kind of play with that, kind of stir up that energy of excitement in a relationship is good. I know that one of the speakers talked about also telling our partners on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, why we chose them.
Wow.
So really taking the time to remember and appreciate the person that you're in a relationship with. Because, I mean, I know I'm definitely guilty of taking my husband for granted at times. And you just kind of think, oh, that person is always going to be there, or they know I love them. But really, when you take the time to speak it and acknowledge it, I mean, it feels so good to hear. And it helps you as well, I think, remind you of sort of the blessing that your relationship is.
Right, and it isn't just the reason that you married them originally or the reason you chose to be with them. It's also what you've discovered that's very special and good about the person, not all those things that you complain about.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that they don't do the way you would like them to do it, but really focusing on what they do that's special. You can forget that.
Yeah, and I know that that's something that I've been learning to do in my relationship, because it is all about where your focus is. And I can, if I go look for it, I can find a million different things that, oh, I wish you'd do this differently. I wish you'd do that better. But at the same time, when I focus on, you know what, I really appreciate how you support me. I really appreciate how I feel comfortable talking. I really appreciate how you take the time to give me a neck rub at the end of the day or when you see that I'm stressed. And you know, just little things. Like, I think that shift in focus makes all the difference in how we feel about our relationship.
And another piece is that when your partner does things you don't like, like you've just expressed yourself. It just happened with my husband last night. I expressed something. He got annoyed and uptight, but I didn't fuss with it. And today he came back and said, you know, I understand. He understood it because I didn't resist and fight, and I just let it go for now. But you have to say, even if you think they're going to get upset, you have to say what matters to you. And sometimes they're going to get all defensive at the moment. But if you give them a little space, they may come around. And if you're not threatening and attacking, and you don't let it build into a big argument.
That's so good. Yeah, that's definitely I just kind of in my own journey, like I mentioned earlier, of coming into connection with myself, I had to learn to be, as you said, express how I'm really feeling. I've bottled up emotion in the past. I've bottled up thoughts in the past. And of course, as you say, like you have to pick and choose, you know, your kind of when you want to approach something or if it's even worth approaching. But absolutely, you have to be authentic in saying how you really feel, because that's how your partner sees you. That contributed to our disconnection, I think, at one point in our relationship, because, you know, my husband was just so wanting to know what's going on within you. Because
right.
I wasn't sharing.
And it helps the other person to grow also, to improve,
mm-hmm.
understand more when you really say what's true for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I love. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I know, I was just going to say that was one of the things that resonated with me so much about you, Dr. Erica, is how you speak to helping people understand what's true for them in a relationship. I think that's such a powerful thing. So really
right,
beautiful.
And it's always what they want to hear. It's not always that this is the perfect relationship for you. Sometimes what they really feel is they need something else.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to live your truth. It's so important. And to
absolutely.
Take the steps, whatever you need to take. So how do you feel like you can coach people at this point? Because you've learned so much personally and by listening to so many other people.
Well, I think that asking the questions, I think a huge part of coaching, like one of the methodologies I'm studying is coactive coaching, which is really based on the premise that we all have our own truth and answers inside of us. And so really I think it's about just taking that that journey, asking the right questions, and allowing the person to come to the conclusion that's already there for them.
Mm.
I think that that's kind of what the trouble that we get into when we try to work out our problems on our own, because like we can't see sometimes. You know, I'm sure you've had the experience of even just have friends coming to you with a problem and you can see right away, oh, well, it's this, but they can't see it.
Well, you
so,
can see you can see what's powerful about them, and when they have the problem, they're not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
They forget all the good things they're capable of and being, but you see that.
Yeah, so absolutely. I think asking the questions and allowing them to come to the conclusions that are there, and creating the space, like as you just mentioned, seeing what's possible for someone and the good that they have, and creating that space, holding that space for them to be able to see it for themselves and step into it, I think is what I would love to be able to contribute as a coach.
Well, that's wonderful. So tell us what the attendees can expect to learn from the speakers, what they can expect about this event, how many days. Tell us about the event.
Sure. So it is going to go live on April 4th, and we're going to kick off the event with an interview, and it's going to run for 21 days. There are 21 speakers on the panel, and one interview will be sent to them per day. And as I mentioned, we will be talking about love and relationships and sex and connection to ourselves and energy. So all of these topics will be covered in this interview series. And so it is Love Builder. So if you go to lovebuildersummit.com, LoveBuilder summit.com, you can sign up and you can look for the interview to start on April 4th.
Well, it's just so exciting to have this summit coming up. And can you just leave us with a few words that you would like to share with people about how they can build their own relationships and make it better and better?
Sure. Well, so I just so much out of this privilege of speaking with all of these amazing experts, including yourself, all of these experts from around the
Thanks.
World. And what stood out to me is that we all have our own story, and we all have issues that we struggle with, and many of us are facing the same challenges. I know that sometimes it can feel like we're the only ones in the world dealing with a particular problem, and we think that everyone else just has it all figured out.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does sometimes. And so these men and women, you know, they've been just so courageous in sharing their personal stories, and it's through our challenges that we overcome and we find our truth and we find our message that we can share to help someone else. And I think that's such a powerful and beautiful thing. So just know that you are not alone.
And we do need to bring more love into the world for ourselves and for each other.
No greater
Very
force.
Powerful. So just state the URL for the summit again.
Sure, it is www.lovebuildersummit.com.
Okay, Devin, it's just wonderful speaking with you, and I look forward to this summit.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for being on the summit.
Great experience. Well, I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report about how to live to 100 and beyond and be healthy and happy. And if you're ready for love, check out the 30-Day Love Challenge. You can find a link at most of my websites, but mainly drericagoodstone.com. So I look forward to speaking to you two again very soon on the next episode.